the last step. You should know that a man of knowledge lives by acting, not by thinking about acting, nor by thinking about what he will think when he is finished acting. A man of knowledge chooses a path with heart and follows it. Carlos Castaneda. A short story. I guess all of us, when we're going through a school or university, have a favorite teacher or lecturer, probably for a variety of reasons. I'll always remember one of my lecturers at university, mainly because of the way in which he made learning easier. In his classes, in most classes, there was a small minority of students who got bored very easily and tended to be disruptive. We often label these students as troublemakers because they're the ones who throw things around the classroom when the teacher's back is turned. I've noticed over the years that these students usually lose interest to an extent that they often become losers, not only in education, but also in life. Well, in this particular lecturer's class, even these students achieved excellent results, and some of them even went on to take up top research positions when they graduated. He had a unique method of getting students to learn. Usually, students sit through hours and hours of lectures, taking pages and pages of notes, writing furiously, and walking out of the lecture with nothing but an armful of paper and a lot of writing on it, and a vague collection of what the lecture was all about. He was able to teach in such a way that even the small disruptive element in the class maintained interest in the topic of the lecture, no matter how boring it may normally be. Rather than stand in front of the class and regurgitate volumes of information and virtually become a medium for transferring information from the textbook to the lecture notes, he'd point to one of the students at random and ask a question. Often it was the first thing he'd do when he walked into the room. The question, of course, was related to the subject of the lecture, and it didn't matter that we haven't covered the topic previously. The answer to the question only required some active, logical thinking. We had no choice whether to make fools of ourselves or not. Suddenly, standing up amongst our fellow students and perhaps making ridiculous mistakes was unavoidable. We all had to do it, and we all made mistakes. Plenty of them. What we were doing, in fact, was having learning experiences and learning from the mistakes of others. We were able to make mistakes in an environment of understanding and tolerance, and we weren't punished for them. No mark was given at the end of the lecture. We all eventually became comfortable with standing up in the class and perhaps asking a question that might indicate a lack of understanding of part of the topic, and which, under other circumstances, would make us appear stupid. The whole lecture became an active thinking and learning experience. We'd hardly take notes, or perhaps only skeleton notes, because most of the information was already integrated into our framework of knowledge. We'd leave the lecture with most of the information in our minds instead of on paper. The random questioning during the lecture kept us attentive, paying particular attention to what the lecturer was talking about in case we were the next to be asked a question. Some of us even started reading and preparing ahead of the lecture so we would be able to show off our knowledge if asked a question. No one went to sleep in these lectures, and we'd never have to study as much for the exams on his subject. We can't expect all of our lectures to be like this, but I'm telling you the story to demonstrate the importance of asking questions and making mistakes in the learning process. It even helped those students who would normally fail a subject. Don't be afraid to ask questions in class, even if you think it could be a stupid question. You might even find the same question in the exam, and there's a greater chance you'll know the answer if you've already asked it in class. In most lectures, we look and listen without understanding. We forget some things, remember others, but unless we ask and answer questions, we can't expect to understand. Does it work? The principles of learning I've described to you aren't new, but sometimes it takes a system such as this to bring them to your attention and put them all together in a way that enables you to use them. I haven't come across another system such as this which shows you in a logical sequence of steps how to process all of the study material from start to finish and be prepared like a professional athlete for your exams. The five basic learning techniques I've described to you are just as important in other aspects of your life, such as your future job, for example. Many people are in low-paying or dead-end jobs because they're afraid of making mistakes and leaving their comfort zones. They stay in these jobs for a lifetime with little growth or satisfaction because they've never known that it's okay to make mistakes as a part of the learning experience. Does this system work? Will the system of study work for you? The answer is a definite yes. All you have to do is take the final step in the system, which is to take action. Take action by choosing a direction and following it with all of your heart. Always keep your goals in mind and stay focused. I've given you my own personal technique of studying for exams, which transformed my results from failure to prize winning. What you do with this information is in your hands. I wish you every success. P.S. I would love to hear about your success after using this technique, so please drop me an email and tell me about it. P.P.S. Also, feel free to contact me if you have any suggestions or questions about studying for your exams. I would love to be able to help you. Here's my email, robert@college-study-skills.com. P.P.P.S. If you're interested in lots more great information about how to dramatically improve your chances for getting straight A's, go to www.college-study-skills.com, where you can also subscribe to my newsletter. Copyright Robert Seiler, 2004-2006. This product is copyright. All rights reserved. No part of this product may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying, scanning, recording, or by any information storage and retrieval system without written permission from the author. This product is sold subject to the condition that it shall not, by way of trade or otherwise, be lent, resold, hired out, or otherwise circulated without the author's prior consent in any form of binding or cover other than that in which it is published.